Okay, Houston, we've located somebody. Please go ahead with your update.
Endeavor, this is Houston. Where are you calling?
All right, Joey, you've located the flight plan. Go ahead with your update.
Okay, Dave, I guess let me start with CSM consumables at 235 plus 30, RCS total 41, quad A 43, 40, 38, 41, H2 tank 1, 41, 40, 36, O2 tank 1, 56, 58, 45. And the only immediate other thing I have for you, Dave, is a comment on the maneuver at 236 hours about the gamma ray boom retract. We'd like for you to turn. Uh, 15, this is Houston. How do you read?
Last I heard was gamma ray. Go ahead.
Okay, the rest of that mysterious transmission is essentially the following, Dave. We've got a funny in that gamma ray experiment, and so we're going to want to modify the use of it a little bit today. It should be no major imposition, but the flight plan calls out for the gamma ray boom to be retracted at 236 hours. We'd like to modify that by saying turn the gain step shield off at that time, and we'll want you to retract it about 10 minutes later. We'll give you a cue for that. Over.
Okay, gain step shield off at 236 and stand by for your cue for retraction.
That's correct, Dave. I've got a few other good things here, but there's no hurry on any of them. Be willing to stand by if you want to get squared away and give me a call later, or whatever you'd like to do. It's your preference.
Well, let's go ahead, Joe. We're getting squared away up here.
Okay. If you have the flight plan, then let me add the following. At 236 plus 45, add the step X-ray to on. And then turning over several pages.
All right, 236 45, X-ray on.
Okay, and turning over several pages to 241 plus 25.
Go.
Roger, after the step, O2 heaters 1, 2, and 3 to auto, add O2 tanks 1 and 2, 50 watt heaters, main B, 2, to open. And O2 tank 3, 50 watt heater main A, 1 to open. Over.
Okay, 24125, O2 heater, or O2 tank 1 and 250 watt heaters, main B, 2 open, and O2 tank heater, is that a 50 watt also, main A, 1 open?
Stand by, Dave, sorry about this one, stand by. Okay, Endeavor, let me try that again. Had a typographical error down here. It should read O2 tank 1, 50 watt heater main B, 1 open, and O2 tanks 2 and 3, 50 watt heaters main A, 2 open. Over.
Okay, O2 tank 1, 50 watt heater main B, 1 open, and tanks 2 and 3, 50 watt heaters main A, 2 open.
That's correct, Dave. I apologize for the slow start there. Now, I've got some DAP load changes that cover the times from about 247 hours to 252 hours, and the change is apparently because of a mistake in the flight plan you have on board that we, in the meantime, have caught down here. And so there are several deletions and additions during that time. The first one starts at 247 plus 28.
Go ahead, I've got it.
Okay, delete your verb 48. 11111 and X 1111 and add. Stand by a second.
That's twice.
I'll be very careful from here on. Stand by. Okay, DR, I'm ready to try it again. You've deleted at 247.28 the line with all the funny number ones, and you're supposed to delete in the DAP load column also that same entry. It's in the time column, I guess. And then turn the page.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go to 248 hours. On the next page, and in the notes column, change the DAP load status to read 11101, and the rest is the same. And this DAP load status continues through the PTC until 251 hours. And the next change is at 251 hours and 4 minutes.
Okay, 25104, and I got the other three changes. Go ahead.
Okay, delete the verb 48 line and the DAP load over in the time column there.
Okay.
And the next change is at 25147. Delete the verb 48 line and the DAP load in its corresponding time column.
Okay, and I guess over in the notes column we're still carrying 11101, right?
That's affirmed, Dave. And starting at 252 hours, your DAP load status should read 11. Okay, let me try again. Starting. Okay, starting at 252+00 hours in the notes column, the DAP load status should read 11101 times 1111, and this should be carried through the rest period until 261 hours. Over.
Okay, Joe, you were saying something there about 252.30 is we lost comm. I got the entry at 252.00. Is there any change at
252.30? Negative, Dave. The change at 252.00 should just be continued through until 261 hours, and that's just the DAP load status should be changed correspondingly through until that time.
Okay, I see, and then we're just 11101 all the way.
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead with your next.
Dave, that's all I've got for the time being, and I think I'd be afraid to go ahead much further if you're really counting those times. Maybe I should start keeping score on you as well.
Okay.
And we're happy for the time being. We're standing by for a crew status report at your convenience, and we'll be watching for the gain step shield to come off.
Okay, we'll get right back with you in about 5 or 10.
Thank you.